This is GQDN for Monday, December 4th, 2023. Brought to you by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/groupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. You can go get your stuff, energy drinks, powder. Go to the checkout line, put in the word quest in the checkout line. It's a coupon code, and that gives you 25% off of your purchase. By patreon.com/groupquest. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we have some free stuff for you. There's some NVIDIA drivers coming out, and there's Call of Duty. Here we go. But we begin today with Cyberpunk 2077. Because according to Polygon.com, the last patch will be coming in tomorrow, and that is patch 2.1. And that's what CD Projekt Red did confirm. And that did come from the community director, Marcin Momot, on X, so confirmed by IGN. And it did say that update 2.1 is meant to be the last big update, end quote. Now, we do know that Cyberpunk 2077 had a very slow start. Lots of bugs to it, different things went wrong, but in time, they fixed things. And that's why people went back into the Phantom Liberty expansion, because they wanted to see how the game did turn out. And from what I've seen, it did turn out pretty well. But the last patch for CD Projekt Red for Cyberpunk 2077 comes in tomorrow. Now, what also comes in this week? Grand Theft Auto 6. And Dot Esports did say that this trailer is not going to be very long. As a matter of fact, it's only going to be 91 seconds. 1 minute, 31 seconds. So, if you're looking for it, lots of sites are going to have it. IGN's going to have it up on their YouTube, most likely. So will GameSpot. But I would say go take a look at GTA or the Rockstar Games YouTube channel. Yes, I know I got a cold, but my cold's getting better. You guys can tell that. But like I said, things are getting better, so that's why I'm doing a show today. Now, WCCF Tech did say Dungeons & Dragons co-op game is in development via Starbreeze for a 2026 release. Now, Starbreeze did announce that they partnered with Wizards of the Coast, and they're going to create a Dungeons & Dragons cooperative game. Now, this will be powered by Unreal Engine 5, and will be released on all the major platforms, PC, PlayStation 5, Series X and S for Xbox, and maybe a Nintendo Switch 2, if that does come out. So, here's what Tobias Sjögren, CEO of Starbreeze, did say in the statement, and I do apologize if I butchered the name badly. Quote, "It's hard to imagine a better pairing than Dungeons & Dragons and Starbreeze, both with their foundation and cooperative and community-driven experiences. Play it your way, and infinite replayability, then looking at prospective IPs for future projects. D&D was always at the top of the list, and I'm incredibly happy to announce this license. I want to thank the Wizards of the Coast for being such a great partner. Development of the game is in full swing, and we are excited to deliver an amazing D&D action adventure in 2026. We shall see what happens here." Now, City Skylines 2, the CEO did apologize for the poor choice of words. PCGames.com gave the report. So, Marlena Helikainen did talk to some City Skylines 2 players, and they did have to apologize. In fact, here is what they said. Quote, "Last week in my comments on the forum, I tried in my very, and sometimes too, direct way to say that we made different design choices with City Skylines 2 compared to its precedent, which are hard, especially when you have a cold. And we understand that some may prefer one over the other or wish we had gone in different direction. My poor choice of words did not make it clear that this, of course, does not apply to any bugs or issues you're experiencing with the game. Naturally, this led to frustration for a lot of you, and I apologize for this. We know that we still have a lot to do before Skylines 2, meets the performance standard and polish we are aiming for that you expect and what you expect. And you can be sure we are hard at work to reach these goals. Now, there's a controversial survival MMO called The Day Before, but it has an early access. GamesRadar.com gave the report, and Fantastic was up on Twitter, X, and GamesRadar did paraphrase. Quote, "To our future player, we made this for you so that you will enjoy the games and it becomes a celebration. Together, we will continue improving the game and adding content. We made this game for you too." That's what they did say. Basically, for those who, quote, didn't believe, end quote, in the game or developer. Further quote, "We accept any kind of criticism and don't hold a grudge against you." So they're trying to answer their critics. We'll keep an eye on it. Now, Call of Duty Warzone trailer did show up as well. GameSpot.com gave this report. And the Season 1 Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3 will arrive on Wednesday. This will bring some things with Warzone and the Urzikstat map. Now, the map will have some availability for zombies. They'll have a zombie mode, so you can tell us how that goes. Now, GG Mania did say that Momodora Moonlit Farewell launches January 11th next year. So Momodora will be up on PC via Steam, and this is being published by Playism, and the developers are Bomb Service. That's what they did announce. There's a video there. I did not click on it, but you can. If you're a Patreon, you can come to our Discord, and you'll be able to see the link, and you can see the video. Now, we head to a little bit of esports. The esports corner did say that PUBG Sports Partner will have the program to expand to 10 teams. So, the PUBG Corporation, which is the creators of the Battle Royale shooter, PUBG Battlegrounds, did announce that it will expand the Game Esports Partner Program for 2024. Now, there will be two more teams that will be added to the roster of the global partner teams, which will take that number from 8 to 10. And PUBG Esports is an existing partner for teams that will have a reevaluation of the process. Now, while the partner program was announced back late last year, so about a year ago, the first partner teams were confirmed in January 23. A new round of selection will also be interested for all the interested teams will be open until December 15th, 2023. And they will have their final lineup. Partner teams will be revealed during January 2024, so sometime next month. Oh, Blue News did say that NVIDIA drivers are coming out. You have been warned. And that is because of, well, nearly everything that we said before. Call of Duty Warzone, Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3, Cyberpunk 2077, and some upcoming games, Avatar Frontiers and Throne and Liberty. So here we go. Graphics update. Goody goody. Be careful. But you don't have to be careful with this. GameSpot said there are more deals. Fanatical's got some deals for you. It's the Bundle Festive event. So, the Killer Bundle 28 is what they're talking about. And the first bundle came out with some stuff, such as Prey, very good game. Shantae, Haptini, Mortal Shell, Arcade Paradise, The Mummy Demastered, Heaven Dust, Dragon Spirits, Dark Complete Edition, Sinner Sacrifice for Redemption, and a few more games at that. You can see all that on GameSpot.com and click on the Fanatical link. Oh, it's not just those. There's also some Bethesda VR collection. And that's Elder Scrolls V, Skyrim VR, Fallout 4 VR, Doom VFR, and Wolfenstein Cyberpilot, all VR. How about this for a gift? If you know of some D&D players, according to DualShockers.com, there are 12 Christmas gifts ideas, holiday gift ideas, for your WoW fans. So if you know anybody that plays Dungeons & Dragons, if you know anybody that plays Dungeons & Dragons, you could get them a Dungeons & Dragons cover graphic t-shirt, $10 at Walmart, an enhanced tabletop D&D backpack, $100 at Amazon. Dungeons & Dragons, Honor Among Thieves, not bad, $17 at Amazon. Baldur's Gate 3, give them a Steam card, $50 minimum. Dungeons & Dragons Core Rulebook gift set, $92. There's also a dice set, a 7-piece blood dice set, $17 at Amazon. There are other things there too. Go check them out. Seriously, lots of good stuff. Baldur's Gate 3, recommend. And before my voice runs out, because I'm almost at a whisper now, so I'll lean in close to the microphone. According to PushSquare.com, there are some free avatars, some PlayStation Star Points. If you have PlayStation 5 for the PS Plus season to play. So what you want to do is you can go to your PlayStation Stars and you have to find a way to put in the code Season to Play 15. That's the PlayStation Gear Online Store. And that'll be a bundle of PlayStation 5 in 12 months, a PlayStation Plus Premium. And that's if you answer 5 questions on the PlayStation Plus website. Now, there will also be some skins and other things if you play like Ghost of Tsushima, Final Fantasy VII Remake, Rainbow Six Siege. There's going to be some other stuff too. So you can go check that out. While you're doing that, you can go check us out too at Dawnforge. This has been a Dawnforge production 2023. All rights are reserved. Go play some games, people.